From about 4:30 onwards, we had people arriving at the depot for sandbags. So we gave out about 600 sandbags yesterday, you know, just to concern citizens, just to close off doors and accesses across their properties.
And the sandbags, was this something that was prepared, or was it kind of a last minute, we better get these all together and hand these out? Do you guys have them in stock ready for a kind of situation like this?
We have them in stock, so we keep a supply of probably about 500 sandbags, just in case there is an emergency. It could be for anything that we need them for. We'd gone through the supply yesterday, and we're actually had people in the depot putting new sandbags together. So that was an operation going in inside the garages.
And the people who came to collect them up, what areas were they mostly from? Where were the worst affected areas that you heard?
It's difficult really to say because, you know, they were sort of from all over the city, with them from Dyce across to Kincorth sort of coming in for sandbags. So it was all over, but I would have said that the majority of them were sort of the city centre area that they were looking for help.
It seemed to just happen all of a sudden. It just within the space of about an hour, it got really, really bad.
I think we've had about half of July's rainfall yesterday afternoon. So it was, and for the timescale, people were watching burns. People have got, amazingly many people have got burns going through their gardens. And that was, they were watching those coming up and then realising that they had to make some areas of it. Some areas of the town, which are in hollows, just fill up very quickly. The gullies, although working, just cannot cope with that volume of water. All the pipework just gets backed up.
And obviously there was some horrible pictures going around yesterday of cars submerged in water. I know Palmyre Road was particularly badly hit. But do you think the best was done to look after Aberdonians? Do you think all the services and yourselves did the best you guys could?
I think what we did was, obviously, in that timescale we produced a service. I mean, our job goes on through the year. We are working, putting in flood retention ponds across the city. We've done three so far over a period of the last 7 or 8 years. Westbourne Park, which people thought was flooded yesterday, is actually part of that scheme for holding back water, and that saves property in Fraser Place. Strawnsea Drive is one that's for property in Fountain Hall, and, you know, Glashyburn. So, you know, these are the schemes that are going on in the background which are protecting the properties on it. So, but it is a slow process.
So it's hoping that next time we get this massive amount of rain, maybe it can be not as bad as this time.
What we can't guarantee is that, because the intensity of the rain is the problem. And obviously, within the city, we've got a limited volume that will go down the pipework. And this is the problem in itself. We've got the capacity of water that can be carried away in the pipes and determines what will flood and what won't flood. And that's why the detention ponds are there, to stop the water entering that pipes at an early stage.
So no matter how prepared you are, nature is nature.
That's very much so, yes.